This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Food carts have been steadily making their way to more streets every year, especially in the state's larger cities. But with so many options to choose from, deciding on which cart to pick can sometimes come down to which cart looks the coolest.
And that's where our next guest comes in. Josh Rollmaker joins us now. He's the owner of Caged Crow Fabrication, a custom food cart and food truck maker based in St. Germain. His carts can be seen not just in Wisconsin, but all over the country. We've got a link to an Isthmus article featuring his work with some pictures. Josh, welcome to Central Time.
You betcha.
Well, this is a unique product to make, a unique line of work. How did you get into making food carts and food trucks?
Well, it really wasn't planned. It just kind of happened by accident. I owned a welding and metal fabrication shop in Madison, and I had a lady come in one afternoon, asked if I could build her a small food concession trailer. Her old one was rusted out and pretty rough shape, and we took on the challenge and we built it, and knew nothing about the food truck industry, and just read a lot, and ended up getting featured in a couple small magazines, USA Today article, and the phone just started ringing. That's kind of how it happened.
You did one and the rest just started pouring in.
Yeah, basically.
Now, what is unique? You did some research before you made the first one. What is it that sets apart doing something like this from all the other stuff you might have done?
Well, it's a lot different. You know, these are commercial kitchens on wheels versus before. You know, we were mostly doing welding repair and gates and furniture and, you know, a little bit of everything. But food trucks, I mean, they got to be up to commercial code and, you know, just a lot of plumbing and gas knowledge and electrical. So we really had to learn all that.
And then you took the business, do I have this right, you took it up to St. Germain?
Yeah, we actually had a house fire, my family and I, my wife and two kids. And so we always wanted to move up north. We had a family cabin up here, and the kids are little, and we said, you know what, we've always wanted to move north. Let's do it now before it's too late. And so the fire was kind of a blessing in a way. You know, we got to move up here, and it's great, and the food truck scene, you know, it's nationwide. You know, we don't do a lot of local ones, so it doesn't really matter where we live.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You're really fueling this national. I mean, you go to cities around the country. There's more and more of these food trucks. You're really part of this national trend.
Yes, we are. You know, and what sets us apart from the other food truck builders out there is that a lot of the other food concession trailers and food trucks that you see on the streets today, our old converted UPS trucks or bread trucks or FedEx trucks, so on. And or they're just a standard enclosed box trailer with some graphics on the side of it. Everything we do is from the frame up. And I guess you could say we specialize in themed carts. You know, if somebody wants it to look like a pirate ship, let's say, with a kitchen inside, you know, we'll build it. So everything we do is different from the next one. We've never built the same trailer twice. And we've gotten to be kind of known as the go-to shop for anything unique.
Right. And was that important to you going into this? You didn't want to have, you know, an assembly line cookie cutter approach. It was important to you that each one is its own thing?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have a saying around here at the shop and a sign on the wall, actually. It's quality over quantity. That's one thing I told myself in the beginning. I was not going to do what everybody else was doing. I wasn't interested in production, and I got a custom background, and that's what we want to stick with.
And so how many of these are you making in any given, I don't know, year?
Right now, it's about one every 6 weeks.
Okay.
So it's definitely picking up. We've been at this since early 2014. It was kind of slow in the beginning. We're trying to get known and build our portfolio. But the last 6-8 months, I would say, we've gotten a lot more attention through social media, and our phone's been ringing a lot more.
And you've said we a couple times, and then I understand this is, you're not a one-man shop, but it's kind of a family operation.
Yeah, it's my wife and I, and my brother's part-time. He's a retired veteran, and so he's with me part-time, and I have one full-time employee in Jeremiah. So it's pretty much just the three of us, and small crew and big builds, basically.
We're talking to Josh Rollmaker with Caged Crow Fabrication about making food carts and food trucks. Josh, tell us about a couple of the most unique designs that people have come in with that you've made.
I would say, well, several. Right now we're converting a 1972 Winnebago into a mobile boutique. It's going to be a retail store. And we're also converting a 1982 International School bus into a hot rod-themed commercial kitchen and dining area.
Oh, wow. So you don't just order from this thing. You actually get on and order and eat on the bus?
Yeah, it's going to be the business name is actually the International Fine Dining. He's going to be doing private events, catering, and hosting, like, corporate dinners. It'll seat 4 to 6 people comfortably, and then plus a full kitchen.
Wow. Have people ever come up with a design that's just like, it's too far out there, it's not, from an engineering standpoint, possible?
Well, there's a will, there's a way. I've never said no to a job. You know, I had one lady come in with an everyday catering van, just a standard van that you see every contractor out there having. And she does catering, and she wanted to see if I can make her whole roof of the van retractable to lift up and down so she could serve out of her van standing up. And she couldn't find a shop in the entire state to do it. And I said yes within 5 minutes, and it turned out great. We made the whole roof of the van lift up and down on shocks. You can lift it up and down with one finger.
Now, this has got to be a challenge, but it sounds like for you it's probably a lot of fun coming in with this problem and solving it.
Yeah, you know, it can be stressful, you know, it at times, but yes, it is fun. You know, it's, you're constantly learning. This business is nothing but problem solving, and and you're building a full kitchen to roll down the road, you know, and in a standard commercial kitchen at a restaurant, everything's just stationary. You don't have to bolt equipment down or all of that mess. So you're constantly thinking of clever ways how to make things safer and better. And each one that we build, we learn more and more.
I didn't even think of that. I just think of it in use when it's stationary, but you've got to make it so that, you know, the spatula holders and all the gear and the pots and pans aren't just bouncing around while you're on the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of these have 3-4 sinks in them, plumbing, water heaters, waste and freshwater tanks. It's a lot, you know, and plumbing pipe is not really meant to bounce around. So we're always coming up with ways to make things tight and secure. And the last thing you want is a $4,000 stove rolling across the trailer while you're driving. And, so, yeah, it's got its challenges, but it's also fun.
You mentioned that local business wouldn't keep you in business. So how far and wide are your trucks and carts right now?
We really started in Madison. You know, we have, I think, 10 or 11 food carts downtown Madison that we've built. And so if it wasn't for Madison food cart scene, we wouldn't be here today. That's really what gave us our start. And because of those, we started reaching out further. But right now, we're getting calls east, west coast, Canada. We've gotten some out-of-country inquiries. So there's, you know, if the customer's willing to pay for shipping, we'll send one anywhere.
So I was in Washington, D.C. not too long ago, and on the National Mall, they have a ton of food trucks, but they were kind of the cookie-cutter things that you were talking about. Do you have any of your own trucks or carts on the National Mall or other interesting places around the country?
Well, we've converted a shipping container. We took a 20-foot shipping container and turned it into a food truck. We built a custom trailer frame for it, wheels, and that's out in Salt Lake City. That's been getting a lot of attention. The school bus, we're about 2 or 3 weeks away from finishing up this. This is probably going to turn a lot of heads. And that's our biggest thing here. You know, like you said, you're in Portland or wherever. You go down to the food truck scene, there'll be a whole street just lined with food trucks. And the only thing that separates it from the next one is the graphics or the stickers on the side of it. You know, and, you know, I kind of sometimes joke around and call that cake decorating. You know, anybody can put stickers on a truck. And everything we do, again, is from the frame up. We really want, I tell customers all the time, it's the food truck that brings them in. It's the food that brings them back.
Let's talk about the food now, Josh. How many of the trucks and carts you've sold have you actually gotten to sample the food from?
Probably, honestly, only one or two.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My wife and I talk sometimes about if we could ever be fortunate enough to do a mini food tour of the carts we've built. You know, maybe travel to a couple cities and explore the food truck scene while we're out there. You know, do a little research and try out some of these food carts that we've built.
And now, are you cooks there at the company? Are any of you cooks, or are you just figuring out what other people need?
No, not really. You know, your basic household cooking, really. You know, I can cook on the grill pretty well, and my wife, she's good. But none of us are chefs, no.
And I got to ask, Caged Crow, where does that name come from?
It's kind of a unique name, yeah, I know. When I was a kid, I really like crows. You know, they're very smart. They're one of the smartest birds. And growing up in the country on a farm, you know, there'd be crows around a lot. And I don't know. We were just dreaming up names one day, and we wanted something unique. And my wife and I both love crows. I got a crow tattoo. And that's kind of how we came up with the name. You know, Caged is kind of mean. And you know, we were a welding shop in the beginning, and
sure.
We just kept the name. So.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much for spending the time with us, and good luck with the business.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's Josh Rowmaker. He's the owner of Caged Crow Fabrication, a food cart maker based in St. Germain, Wisconsin.